Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
In our politics, I'm going to start out talking about voter integrity. We're going to talk about some other things. We're going to talk about some of the close races that are coming up here in just a very, very short period of time. I'm going to talk about where those races are right now. Jimmy, why don't you start out with that?
Yeah, so let's talk about the Senate, control of the Senate. It looks fairly clear that the Republicans, conservatives, will take control of the House. And those numbers are shifting anywhere between like 15 seats to up to over 50. Mm-hmm. My guess is that there's going to be over 50 seat swap or advantage for the Republicans in the House after this election, or at least a 50 seat gain. And I think that in the Senate, I'm looking at about a three-seat advantage for the Republicans. And
Jimmy,
here,
what
like
are the seats you're looking at?
So yeah, some of these key races right now. There's a couple of Republicans that have backed out from Ohio and Pennsylvania in particular, Toomey and Portman, and of course in the Pennsylvania race, you've got Oz Fetterman.
Yeah.
In Ohio, you've got J.D. Vance and Tim Ryan. So the numbers, at least the polling, is tipping towards Oz and towards J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance may have a couple of point advantage in general polling. Mehmoot Oz, about equal to Fetterman. And those are both Republican seats. But the Democratic seats that are at risk are some really important. Arizona, Blake Masters and Mark Kelly. And, of course, the Laxalt, Cortez Masteo in Nevada.
Yeah.
And then Walker Warnock in Georgia. And then kind of the outlier Democratic seat that's at risk, Smiley versus Murray in one of the top three senior Democrats in the Senate in state of Washington.
Yeah. Patty Murray is almost a, for lack of better terms, foundation in the state of Washington. She's been around for so long. I like the other gal a lot. I like her background, but I don't think she's going to beat Murray in this state.
It's funny because the polling is getting within 2 or 3 points, which is quite interesting. You wouldn't expect even that close of a race.
Yeah, we'll see.
What we're seeing is a swing in polling, in generic ballot polling, but in specifically in each one of these states, more towards Republican in the last week or so. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what's going to happen. Actually, ballots are out in many states right now, and certainly the people that have asked for provisional ballots or mail-in ballots, they've already gone out.
Yeah.
But the interesting part about this is, I go back to the polling methodologies here. There was a kind of a very strong Republican general position a few months ago, and then of course with the Roe v. Wade decision, the Democrats and the pollsters all showed this push towards Democrats, because they were going to use the abortion issue as a topic. And of course, the other issue that they're using, that Democrats are using, is the January 6th trials and this entire threat to democracy, right? Quote, the threat to democracy.
Right.
It's very interesting to listen to the media try to hype both of those particular issues right now, mainstream media sources, in spite of that, and actually going all in and absolutely trashing Republican candidates over these issues.
Sure.
You're still seeing a move to the right. Now, that's a very interesting position, considering the vast majority of the media is definitely against Republican candidates. And there's no question about it from when we're talking about mainstream media.
I agree 100%. Jimmy, let's get some comments also on voter integrity, can we? That's what we were going to start out with. Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so the real problem with these races is, you know, one is I think the polling's skewed, and I don't think it's capturing a lot of frustration and typical voter, people that don't typically vote. And when you look in Georgia with the initial returns right now, you're seeing massive numbers of votes, early voting that's coming in. And actually, the Republicans are way ahead. This is very scary to the Democrats right now. So very interesting point. But here's some things that have popped up in just the last few days on election integrity that make you wonder how this is all going to turn. So reporting says, according to an audit in Torrance County, New Mexico, a relatively small county, and I don't remember what the total number of voters were in the area, but it's a relatively small county. Mm-hmm. They did a hand count based on an injunction or request by one of the candidates in one of the races. I believe it was an independent candidate. And they came back with a 25% differential between the hand count and the machine count.
Yeah.
The machine count gave Democrats, according to this reporting and according to what's going on in that county as of today, the machine count gave Democrats a significant advantage. But the hand count came back with a 25% differential that actually gave the Republicans an advantage. So that's an interesting point. And then what's happening in Fulton County with election integrity, even Governor Brian Kemp and Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, are coming out and saying that the documentation for ballots in that county over this last primary election is basically untenable, that it's so confusing, it's so poorly done, and it's inaccurate. And it looks like some of the batch reporting, when you're going back to 2020 to the election, has a significant number of unregistered or unqualified ballots. So these two types of things make people very nervous about what's going to happen. And if you have
how in God's name is this voter integrity going to be sorted out? Nobody's going to be happy any way that it goes. How would you predict it's going to come out?
So you're exactly right. I think especially with these close races, it doesn't matter who wins or loses. The one side or the other is going to claim fraud. Right. So there has to be a very significant victory. And I'm predicting that there will be challenges in some of these states, especially in places like Pennsylvania, where they're actually ignoring the Supreme Court order not to count ballots without dates on them for mail-in ballots. Some of the counties have said we're going to do that. So your question, how do we get this back in some sort of sense of order? There has to be absolute transparency.
Right.
There has to be voter identification. There has to be clean voter rolls, and there has to be incredible observation and significant audits like what we see here in Torrance County. There's another one in Michigan during the 2020 election that had a significant change as well. I'm trying to remember the name of the Atrium County, I believe it was. And you've got to hold the election officials there accountable. And there are numerous groups that are actually going out and doing this type of thing right now that should make this harder to corrupt. But at the same time, we know that there was a tremendous effort and a tremendous amount of expense in order for people to flip votes and to gather mail-in ballots and actually harvesting what they call it when they go out and get other people's ballots and drop them off.
Jimmy, we only got a minute left here. We're going to have to take a break here very quickly. Let me round this up by saying you have painted a picture that I think is very, very accurate. I think you've also painted a picture that is showing the difficulty in what's going on right now in terms of voter integrity. I guess the only thing at this point that I could say, it's a major problem right now, and it's something that has to be resolved. And I'm not so sure that I just pray to God that it gets resolved by the big election, which is coming up in 2024, because I certainly don't want to see what's happened, certainly in the past in this particular case. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. Like some comments on this one.